Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the North Pole. I'm Al Frankmer, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. After 12 hours of broadcasting with news updates from all over the world, we can sum things up for you very quickly. The world is in delicious anticipation of Santa's launch, now just 7.5 hours away. It's been a while since we've checked in with Sector 1. Let's go there now with Elf Marianne Bright. Marianne, many of our listeners are tuning in from different parts of the world now, and they don't quite understand what the first sector is going through in these last hours before Santa launches. Can you describe what it is like in Sector 1 right now?
Yes, Frank. In Sector 1, it is now the daytime of Christmas Eve. The morning hours in most places, and folks here are planning for a very busy day, wherever they are. Right now, we hear rumors of the test flight of Santa's sleigh over the Sea of Japan. Let's go there live with one of our reporters there, Alf Maynard.
Hi, Marianne. I'm in Sapporo, Japan, and we can confirm a sighting of Santa's sleigh here just moments ago. In fact, they actually stopped here briefly.
They did? Why? Was something wrong with the sleigh?
Oh no, they were hungry and stopped to get some chicken. But the KFC here is sold out, so they had to settle for sushi.
Don't they know in Japan you need reservations at Christmas for KFC?
They know that now.
Thanks for that report. Frank, we are getting fantastic Trekker Elf reports from Sector 1. Santa is going to be well-informed as he takes flight here in just a few hours.
Thanks for that update, Marianne, and we look forward to more live reports from Sector 1 in the hours ahead. For the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.